More Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, honoring the memory and legacy of the late Brian Dennison. We go outside of Mercer County. The head football coach over at Clifton Central is Mr. Brian Spooner, and it's good to get, some react from places where Brian also had an impact outside of Mercer County. So tell us, Coach Spooner, a little bit about your friendship and relationship with Coach Dennison.
Well, I think it started like after the 2010 season when we played Mercer in the first round. We went to a clinic in the off season after that year down at the Tri-State Clinic in Quincy, and there was a few guys from Mercer County there. And after the clinic kind of got settled down and, you know, the speakers were kind of done, we were having a few, you know, cocktails, and we look over and here's this table of Mercer County guys, and they kind of waved us over. So we went over and sat around with them. We talked football for a good long while, and we were sitting there laughing and having a great time. And one of the assistant coaches was like, yeah, can you imagine what people in Clifton and what people in, you know, Aledo, Gilmer, in Mercer County area, what they'd be saying right now if they saw us sitting together having a beer? And we laughed and laughed and laughed. But that was like one of the first times I'd really met Brian. And from there, our friendship really blossomed. We would keep in touch during the season, no matter who we were playing or whatever, how's it going, how's this week look? And, the one thing that bonded us besides football, which is a big one, but the next thing that really bonded us was fishing. And we had gotten to talking about fishing during that time down in Quincy. And I'm a very avid fisherman, and so was Brian. And so we kind of hit it off in that regards. And we would send each other pictures of fish that we'd caught or tell stories about, you know, places that we've been. And so he invites me to go down to Lake of the Ozarks. They have I think his parents own a house on right on the lake there. And I was like, you know, I know Brian, but I don't know him, you know. So I'm like, this is pretty cool for, I guess, kind of him to, you know, to reach out to me knowing that I love fishing. And and I went down and we had a great time. I drove, I think, 6 hours to get there. And I had actually had to wait for Brian because there was, I believe, a home basketball game at Mercer that he had to be at. And so I was there first, and I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and he walks in and we're, you know, talking and telling stories or whatever. And I just happened to notice this big ring on his finger. And I'm like, because this was after the 2012 season. And I'm sitting there looking at that ring, and I'm like, is that the state championship ring you won when you beat us? And he goes, oh yeah, I just thought I'd rub that in a little bit. And we both started cracking up laughing, and it was, you know, it was funny. And I actually took a picture of it and I sent it to one of my assistants, and I'm like, see, this is what one of those rings looked like. And he's like, where did you see, you know, he was asking me, well, where did you see this and all that? And I told him where I was at. No, he's like, oh, he's a good guy. Hey, have fun with him, you know? And then actually he invited me a second time, and we went down there, and this time we went paddlefish, which most people don't know what that is, but it was a new experience for me, and it was a blast, and I appreciated the fact that I got to spend, you know, that time with Brian, because those memories for me just mean the world to me, because he was such a great guy. I mean, for a guy to invite somebody to do something like that, you know, that he barely knew, and we hit it off right, you know, just, I can't say enough about how kind and generous he was. He talked about his kids at Mercer, you know, not just football either. He, you know, he loved his throwers, and he would show me a picture of this kid who's going on to throw, or this girl or this guy, whatever. And, you know, the records. And, so, you know, he was all about Mercer County. He loved it there. And everything that, you know, that it had to offer in terms of the tradition in the school and the things that, you know, he took a lot of pride in, the weight room as well. And, you know, that's the things I think when I think of Brian, I just think, you know, he was a stalwart there in terms of the things that he contributed and all the lives that he touched while he was there. And, you know, I just feel like if I had even half that impact on kids here at our school, that I will have done and accomplished something pretty special. And I feel like he definitely has, because, you know, I just know that the outpouring of love when I saw when he passed was just humongous, and respect that the kids, you know, former players and athletes had for him. So, you know, he was a very special guy, and I was definitely in shock when I got the news. I really didn't know how to handle it. you know, I had to talk to my wife about it, and you know, it's a pretty rough time. I figured that he and I would retire, and then we'd be planning all these fishing trips all over the place and doing all these fun things. And you know, unfortunately, I do have the memories that we had, you know, the fun times that we had, and I think, you know, those are the things that that we all have to hold on to, are the good times and those great memories. And I'm just appreciative that I got to know him, because it was just that much of an honor and a privilege for me to be able to spend that amount of time with him in such a short period.
Well, those are some great observations. And when you were sharing the memories, especially the connection and the bond you have with, well, high school sports, interscholastic athletics, and, you know, the relationships you forge with student athletes. And then, you know, that's big in Brian, or was big in Brian's life. And then I know the outdoors, you talk about fishing, and when you were explaining it, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I need to laugh about this or cry about this, because you said sharing the pictures of fish with Brian, and it's tough for me to say it because I know how much that stuff meant to him, man. And like I said, it's just, you know, I'm glad the celebration is occurring this weekend of his life, because it is giving some people some closure, because I think people are still a little bit shocked because it happened during the pandemic. You didn't get the proper funeral. You didn't get the, you know, the proper visitation. You didn't get a chance to celebrate his life. And that's why it's important, I think, this week that we get together and we converse about it and we share some stories. So I really appreciate that, because I didn't know how deep your relationship ran with Coach Dennison until some of those great stories. And that's pretty interesting, where you have, you know, kind of a playoff rivalry where you're, you know, you're trying to get to the next level, but you're still able to forge that type of friendship. So that tells you what type of guy Brian is. Now, I know, you know, and I loved his humor, because he'd say, well, yeah, I like Spooner, but I want to beat his brains out when we play him on a Saturday afternoon too, right?
Absolutely. And I think in 2017, I can't remember exactly, I think that's right. I think it was our both of our sons' senior year. And I think we're 2-3, 3-4 against Mercer, I believe. And two of those years, in 2010 and 2017, we played and we won those games. But after the second time, Brian rolled up to me, and after the game, we shook hands and hugged and talked a little bit. And he's like, I just wish I didn't have to play you every time when we had a sophomore quarterback. And not, you know, disrespecting those kids, but they were sophomores, you know, they were still learning and growing as athletes. And I said, well, it sure worked out for you when in 2012, when your quarterback was a senior and we couldn't stop him for nothing. So anyhow, I said, you know, you won the big trophy over us, and that's, who cares about the other, you know, the wins and losses in terms of the other times we won, because we didn't go on to win a state title. So you know, we did laugh quite a bit about that. And you know, I know and I got to admit this, when he got out of coaching football, you know, we were getting ready to play him in the first round or second round, in 2019, I believe. And I knew that one of his younger coaches that he had worked with for, you know, a few years had taken over the offense. And so I was trying to pick Brian's brain a little bit about, you know, what do you think he's going to try to do? And this, yeah, he's like, Brian, I can't tell you any of that stuff. And I'm like, I know. I was just seeing how, you know, how much I could get out of you. And of course, I got nothing, which is kind of what I expected. But, you know, because he was that loyal, and there was no way he was going to, you know, he was going to break that trust with, you know, the school that he loved. So, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't trying to at least find some kind of an advantage or an edge. So anyhow, He loved that school with all his heart. There's no question, because he just told me story after story about the kids and coaches that he experienced and coached with, and, you know, just loved living there. And he did love the outdoors. And of course, you know, those are the things that I love too. So that's why I think we had such an instant bond. And we had actually been planning on maybe taking some ice fishing trips to Minnesota. And we had talked about fishing the Mississippi over there by where you guys live. And, you know, just new experiences for him, new experiences for me. And I just felt like, you know, it would have been so much fun, you know, when we had the time to do more of that stuff. But, you know, again, just have to relish in the memories that we already have and just keep those close to our heart.
All right. Great observations and memories from Coach Brian Spooner. He's over at Clifton Central, a good friend of Coach Brian Dennison's. Thanks for the help, Coach. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you letting me speak. I can't. It's, like I said, it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to say some kind words about a guy that I had a great respect for and a great friendship with.
All right. Amen, man. Brian Spooner, again, the head football coach at Clifton Central High School. We're honoring Brian Dennison. It's Hall of Fame coverage on WRMJ.